模拟演练十八。 A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。
Number 1. Jack, which season do you like better, spring or autumn?
Autumn. But summer is my favorite season because I can swim in summer.
Jack, which season do you like better, spring or autumn?
Autumn. But summer is my favorite season because I can swim in summer.
Number 2. What do you do?
Can you guess? Bad people don't like me.
What do you do?
Can you guess? Bad people don't like me. Number 3. Are you free next week? I want to discuss the science report with you.
No problem. I am free except weekdays.
Are you free next week? I want to discuss the science report with you.
No problem. I am free except weekdays.
Number 4. Hello, Nancy. I was looking for my phone number book because I couldn't remember whether it was 6870-4587 or 6870-4586.
Could you? Let me tell you, the last numbers are 86, not 87. Got it?
Hello, Nancy. I was looking for my phone number book because I couldn't remember whether it was 6870-4587 or 6870-4586.
Could you? Let me tell you, the last numbers are 86, not 87. Got it?
Number 5. Did your father used to drink so much?
No, today is his birthday. He's so happy that he drinks a lot.
Did your father used to drink so much?
No, today is his birthday. He's so happy that he drinks a lot.
Number 6. Excuse me, where is the nearest bank, please?
Go along this street and then turn left. You will see it between the cinema and the post office.
Excuse me, where is the nearest bank, please?
Go along this street and then turn left. You will see it between the cinema and the post office.
Number 7. What's the weather like today?
It's fine, but the TV says it's going to be windy and rainy tomorrow.
What's the weather like today?
It's fine, but the TV says it's going to be windy and rainy tomorrow. Number 8. What club do you want to join?
The science club.
Really? I thought you'd better join the history club. Your house is like a museum. What club do you want to join?
The science club.
Really? I thought you'd better join the history club. Your house is like a museum.
B. 请听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A, B, C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。
You look upset.
I did very poorly in my test this morning.
How could this happen?
You know, last weekend I went out with Tom. We went to the park and spent the whole weekend there.
So, you forgot about the test this morning?
Yes, completely. I should have looked through my notes last night.
Oh, terrible.
I guess I'll have to take the course next term.
Sorry to hear that. You look upset.
I did very poorly in my test this morning.
How could this happen?
You know, last weekend I went out with Tom. We went to the park and spent the whole weekend there.
So, you forgot about the test this morning?
Yes, completely. I should have looked through my notes last night.
Oh, terrible.
I guess I'll have to take the course next term.
Sorry to hear that.
请听第二段材料，回答第十一、十二小题。
Summer vacation is coming up. What are your plans?
We haven't made any plans yet. Does your family have any plans?
Yes, we're going to Uyuan. I can't wait.
You're lucky.What will you do while you are there?
I will enjoy the beautiful scene there.
That would be so fun. What else will you do?
I'm going to learn how to surf.
Really? I'd love to learn how to surf too.
Summer vacation is coming up. What are your plans?
We haven't made any plans yet.Does your family have any plans?
Yes, we're going to Uyuan. I can't wait.
You're lucky. What will you do while you are there?
I will enjoy the beautiful scene there.
That would be so fun. What else will you do?
I'm going to learn how to surf.
Really? I'd love to learn how to surf too.
请听第三段材料，回答第十三至十五小题。
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a jacket for my son Bill. Tomorrow is his birthday.
Oh, how old is your son?
16. He is a high school student.
What about this kind? Young people often like red.
Oh, it's $88. That's too expensive. Do you have anything cheaper?
Look at this one. It costs only $30. and it's quite popular this year.
Okay, I'll take this one. Here is the money.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a jacket for my son Bill. Tomorrow is his birthday.
Oh, how old is your son?
16. He is a high school student.
What about this kind? Young people often like red.
Oh, it's $88. That's too expensive. Do you have anything cheaper?
Look at this one. It costs only $30, and it's quite popular this year.
Okay, I'll take this one. Here is the money.
请听第四段材料，回答第16至18小题。
Hi, Kate. How are you going?
Fine, thanks.
I see you are quite busy these days.
Yeah, you know I've joined the English Club. We're working on a play by Shakespeare.
Which play?
Romeo and Juliet.
I've heard of it. Is it difficult?
Yes, I do have some problems remembering the words, but I enjoy acting.
How often do you practice?
Usually twice a week.
When will the play be on?
Next Friday evening at the school hall. Will you come?
I can't wait to see it. It must be wonderful.
You bet. Then we will practice harder.
Hi, Kate. How are you going?
Fine, thanks.
I see you are quite busy these days.
Yeah, you know I've joined the English Club. We're working on a play by Shakespeare.
Which play?
Romeo and Juliet.
I've heard of it. Is it difficult?
Yes, I do have some problems remembering the words, but I enjoy acting.
How often do you practice?
Usually twice a week.
When will the play be on?
Next Friday evening at the school hall. Will you come?
I can't wait to see it. It must be wonderful.
You bet. Then we will practice harder.
请听第五段材料，回答第19至22小题。
Are you worried if you go out without bringing some cash? In the past, you might answer yes. But today, there's no need to worry. That's because you can pay for nearly everything by e-payment in China. The most common way of e-payment is by using QR codes. When you pay for something, you can either scan the codes of the seller or let the seller scan the codes on your phone. People in China use e-payment services from Alipay, WeChat Pay, and Apple Pay. Among them, WeChat Pay is the most popular. WeChat Pay has even gone to foreign countries. 12 countries and regions, such as Thailand, Japan, and Canada now use WeChat Pay. It is very useful to the Chinese tourists in these places. In this way of paying, I don't need to take my wallet out or wait for change, Liu Xin, a tourist from Beijing, told Xinhua.
Are you worried if you go out without bringing some cash? In the past, you might answer yes, but today, there's no need to worry. That's because you can pay for nearly everything by e-payment in China. The most common way of e-payment is by using QR codes. When you pay for something, you can either scan the codes of the seller or let the seller scan the codes on your phone. People in China use e-payment services from Alipay, WeChat Pay, and Apple Pay. Among them, WeChat Pay is the most popular. WeChat Pay has even gone to foreign countries. 12 countries in regions such as Thailand, Japan, and Canada now use WeChat Pay. It is very useful to the Chinese tourists in these places. In this way of paying, I don't need to take my wallet out or wait for change. Liu Xin, a tourist from Beijing, told Xinhua.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子。每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容。独白读两遍。
Good morning, everyone. Today I'd like to tell you something about how to behave well in our daily life. Behaving well is really important in our daily life. Our society needs to stop bad manners. Spitting on the ground in public is a terrible habit. Wasting food is not allowed because some poor people are still in hunger. When eating outside, don't order too much food, and try to eat up all the food we ordered. Never speak dirty words. Be friendly to others and always ready to help people in need. If everyone behaves politely, our life can be really beautiful.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'd like to tell you something about how to behave well in our daily life. Behaving well is really important in our daily life. Our society needs to stop bad manners. Spitting on the ground in public is a terrible habit. Wasting food is not allowed because some poor people are still in hunger. When eating outside, don't order too much food, and try to eat up all the food we ordered. Never speak dirty words. Be friendly to others and always ready to help people in need. If everyone behaves politely, our life can be really beautiful.